But as a church here at Birds of Meelum, we want to build a culture that's really strong. And a culture is just the way we do things. It's not bacteria or anything else like that sort of culture. It's a good culture, the way we want to do things. And one of the cultural values that we really want to instill and be in our church is this, is to be generous, to be a generous church. And I was thinking about what generosity means. And I don't know if you guys know a man called Warren Buffett. He is one of the richest men in the world. I think he was worth something like 78 billion pounds. Okay, I would like to be worth 78 pounds, let alone 78 billion pounds. But he's quite rich, okay, very rich, one of the richest men in the world. And he started up an organization. And this organization was aiming to get the richest men in America to give away 50% of their income. Now, when I first saw this, I was like, wow, what incredible generosity that is to give away 50% of your income. Then I remembered he's worth 78 billion pounds. Now, my maths is not absolutely brilliant, okay, but I'm pretty sure that half of 78 billion is going to leave me 34 billion pounds left afterwards. I could give away 34 billion pounds if I was left with 34 billion. I don't know about you, but that would work really well for me. And I thought, is that generosity? Is that really being generous? You know, because to me, generosity means this. Being generous means this. Showing a readiness to give more of something, especially money, than is strictly necessary or expected. So being generous is not just about giving out of your excess, about giving what you need to give. You might think that you're being generous to the government when you're paying your taxes, but kind of you're not being generous, you're just following the law and doing what you're called to do. But being generous, it means going above and beyond, not just settling for what we have to do, but actually saying, I'm not going to settle for just doing a little bit or giving a little bit or forgiving a little bit, but I'm going to go above and beyond. And the way we phrased it in our church is this, our cultural value, you can find it on the website, is generous with time, with money, and with forgiveness. Because guys, we don't want to be a church that just does enough. You know those places where you just do enough? Like some of you, you know, if when you were at school, I'm sure the guys here who are at school aren't like this, but when I was at school, I went through a phase when I just did enough. You know, just to get enough to get the teachers off your back. Or when your parents, when you're younger, you just do enough to get them to stay away from you, keep away from you, not hassle you. Just enough. But being generous isn't about that. Being generous is going above and beyond, doing a little bit more than is expected. And the story of the widow in Mark's gospel is incredible because she didn't have much, yet she gave everything to God. She wasn't giving out of her wealth. She wasn't giving out of incredible blessing as such. She was blessed. She knew God had given her what she had, so she gave it to God. But she went above and beyond. You know, Jesus, when he was on the cross, he didn't just say, Father, yeah, he could have just said, Father, punish them because they're trying to kill me. They are killing me. Instead, when Jesus was on the cross, he was generous with forgiveness. He went above and beyond. He said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. His forgiveness was incredible. And if we read through the Bible and through the New Testament, we see how incredible his forgiveness was. He was generous with everything he did. You know, generosity isn't just giving from your excess or leftovers. Being generous is giving from a place that actually costs. You know, when you're generous with your time, you give time even when you're busy. You find the time for someone. You're generous with it. And as a church, I believe God wants us to be generous. He's a generous God. We can see throughout Jesus' life that he was incredibly generous. We can see throughout the Bible, and I know personally in my life, that God has just been generous. So as a church, I believe this is a value that we need to keep giving to God, to keep giving to each other, to support each other, to encourage each other and be generous with each other. The thing that I loved about coming to Burzum Elim Church was this, was the sheer amount of food that I was given when I first came here. Now, when I first came to the church, I reckon I must have put on quite a lot of weight. I saw some photos of me. In fact, the thing I love about Burzum is people are honest. And someone came up to me, a few people went up, "Pastor Jim, you're looking a bit chubby here. Come on." I was like, charming. But people were generous. I went round to people's houses or I just chatted to people and they went above and beyond. I remember going round to one house and I knew the person didn't have much and they cooked me a 3-course meal. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is incredible. And they went above and beyond. And guys, that's what God's called us to do. He's called us to be generous with Him, with each other, and with those around us. So I want to encourage you, be generous. Be generous with your time, with your money, and with your forgiveness. But you know what? We need to be not just settling for a little bit of generosity, but we need to get really, really generous. And the story, I just want to quickly read it. I'm going to open my Bible if you're following. It's Mark chapter 12, verses 41 to 42. 44 even. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd put their money into the temple treasury. Many people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put 2 very small copper coins in, only worth a few pence. Calling his disciples, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than the others. They all give out of the wealth, but she gave out of her poverty everything she had to live on." And when I read that first chapter, when I was a kid, we were encouraged to give. You know, my mum would always encourage us to give 10% to God and be generous with other people. But there came a problem. I remember when I was given £1 a week, there was a day that in the church offering came round and I put in 4 pence. Now my mum was angry. She said, "Jim, you're shortchanging God. You should give him 10 pence, not 4 pence. It was 6 pence. I was terrified. I kept thinking that I have to give to God exactly 10%. Now me and Naomi like to give 10% to God because we believe God's blessed us. But we like to give 10% as a minimum, not just to God, but to good causes, because of what God has done in our life. We don't, for us, if Christianity was just about giving a certain amount of money to church, then that wouldn't be about generosity. That would be about obligation. That would be about just putting in enough. But God has not called us to just give out of obligation. God has called us to be generous because we love Him, because we want to give to Him, because we want to be generous to Him and to those around us. You see, the message of this story is that God doesn't care about the amount that we give. It's the heart that we give that matters. God doesn't care about the amount that we give. It's the heart that we give in is that what matters to Him. You see, I find it interesting that prayer is mentioned 374 times even in the New Testament. Love is mentioned 714 times, but giving is mentioned 2,162 times. Big difference there, isn't it? Not just giving to God, but giving to each other, sharing. We read the New Testament, we read the book of Acts. We see when they met together, what did the disciples do? They shared fellowship together. They shared food together, the followers of Jesus. They shared their possessions together. They were a generous church. And that is what God has called us to be. He's called us to be generous. Not just thinking we've given enough in the church offering. Not just thinking we've forgiven just enough. Not thinking that we've given just enough time to help somebody. But to going above and beyond. And that's what God has called us to do. Now, I just want to clarify, when I talk about generosity, I'm not talking about giving money to church. I'm talking about supporting each other, loving each other, and being generous with all the stuff that we have. You know, when I grew up, my mother was very ill, and I grew up in a village in Herefordshire. Now, if you don't know Herefordshire, Herefordshire is one of the most rural counties in the UK. Okay, our village was miles away from anywhere. You had a bus that went once an hour during the week, but the weekends it didn't go nearly as frequently. It was really hard to get to the stuff that's going on in the city. And there was guys in the church that I went to who realized my mum was ill, realized that she couldn't drive me anywhere, she didn't have a car. So they would take me to places. They would pick me up from events. They would encourage me. They'd take me to a rugby fixture or a Christian club or a youth service that was going on. And they would really encourage me. And they were generous with their time. And they were generous with their car. That's the reason I like using my car to take people to church and to use it to bless people. Because I know what a difference that generosity made in my life when I was younger. And guys, we're called to be generous. We're called to make a difference in each other's lives. That's what God wants for us. And this is what it says in Matthew 7, verse 9 to 11. It says this. Let's quickly open it up. Getting used to not using a hands-free mic at the moment. So Matthew 7, verse 9 to 11. It says this. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, would give him a stone? Or if he asked for fish, would give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Because when we're called for to be generous, we're not just called to be generous because God just wants us to give everything away and give nothing in return. But we're called to be generous because God is generous to us first. We're called to be generous because God is generous. He's generous with his gifts for us. He provides for us more than we could ever know and ever imagine. And when we give out of our possessions, when we give out of our finances, when we give out of the stuff that we have and we share it with other people, we're giving because he's given to us first. You know, when we give our time and we're generous with our time for other people, we remember that God's generous with us. You know, all the other world religions teach you that you need to earn your way to God. And if you're lucky, God will spend some time with you. And actually, some world religions like Islam, they actually teach that you'll never actually get close to God. But we read in the Bible that God's a Father who loves us, who's generous with us, who's not just generous with possessions and gifts to us, but is also generous with time to us. And he's generous with forgiveness. You know, we read in the Bible that he forgives. He doesn't hold it against us through the cross. He forgives us completely. His generosity with forgiveness is incredible. And that's why he's called us to be a generous people. And the reason we are generous and give is not out of religious obligation. It's out of a love for the God who loved us first. And guys, when we give to God, and we're generous with God in particular, we can't just give him the leftovers. What stuns me today is we live in a very busy world. And everyone always says, oh, Pastor, I'm busy, I'm busy, I'm busy. I don't like to use the word busy in our house. We try and say we're overcommitted. We overcommitted ourselves. Puts the onus on us to get less busy. And often we put God into the sidelines when we're with our generosity. We're generous to other people. We're generous to our boss. We're generous to our family. But we're not generous with time and God. And David said these words in 2 Samuel 24, 24. He said this, no. When someone offered him an offering, didn't cost him anything, he said, no, I insist on buying it, for I will not present a burnt offering to the Lord my God that has cost me nothing. Because when we give to God, when we're generous with God, we need to give something that actually costs us something. We mustn't give them the leftovers. We mustn't give them the dregs. We must give them something that costs us. It's the same with each other. As a church family, we're called not to give each other the leftovers, but actually give each other something of quality. Give each other forgiveness. Give each other time. Give each other, share our possessions and the things that we can share. Guys, I believe as we do this, we'll create a different culture in our church. We'll create a culture that reflects God, that reflects Jesus, that reflects the New Testament. But you know, it's really hard sometimes. The conclusion I've come to in life is the more I have, the harder it is to give away. But I'm quite lucky that I've got a wife who is actually quite generous. And she keeps saying, Jim, God's blessed us, so we need to bless other people. And I just want to encourage you, who can you bless? What person can you bless this week? What person can you be generous to? What person are you holding unforgiveness against that you need to be generous with your forgiveness to? What organization can you help? How can you be more generous to God? How can you spend more time with Him? Who can you spend more time with? Who can you give a phone call? You know, time, money, forgiveness, it's all precious. But it's going to be no good if we hold on to it and we don't actually use it. So I want to encourage you, we're going to pray in a moment. But let's be generous. Let's be generous as individuals. Let's be generous as families. And let's be generous as a church. Generous with our time, with our forgiveness, and with our money. Let's pray.